Grand Rising, my kings and my queens.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Wanna know something?
We go better again.
That's right.
Fred, no. We must celebrate.
I said, wake up, you're there on the wake up list. Let's go.
Don't stop for the love of pain, so don't stop for the love of time. Don't stop for the love of bacchanalis that we want. I ain't getting on but for the love of culture. Don't stop for the love of soca.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Just give me action, you'll be ready for you. Best ID, ready for you.
girl a draw near like a cuddling. Anyone I want a girl a hold trouble.
You can't see we don't know one bag of man apart.
But you don't know we don't let him by my far. You see a girl a wine need pull up back a car. Keep it in like a DP or a avatar.
See that?
Eyes a man want you, yeah. Eyes a man need you.
Lord.
Girl, time change everything, everything. You are my everything, come give me everything. I know you miss the smell of cologne and cigarette, yeah. Cigarette. And girl, come and perform for me. Wind down low and perform.
This is DJ Bobby King. For you to get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour. Let's have some fun.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kara and Pharaoh. Gina the Great is not here today, but she will be back next week. As usual, before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are listening and tuned in on Facebook. Claro, the floor is yours.
Blessed. Mic check. Blessed, melanated rising people. I am so grateful for this opportunity to be here. I am grateful for the ancestors being present here with us today. And again, I ask that today's show, let it be extremely entertaining for our guests. Let it be uplifting. Most importantly, let it be empowering. Keep everybody in a spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, positivity, and unity. Hotep, amen, Ashe.
Ashe. So, Farrah, we're going to start with you. We're going to start with you today for your week. It is now September 2nd. We're going to run some Shia Chinsia in the background, your girlfriend.
Yeah. No, Shia, on the side, obviously.
I'm not endorsing things. Wait a minute. I'm by myself today defending myself, but I'm just saying. Whatever you say, it's not me.
So, I didn't say that either. Okay.
So September 2nd.
Okay.
How's life? What's going on?
All right. There was a couple of things. So where do we start? Children went back to school. Well, they've been going back to school all week, right?
Okay.
We had a minor scare. My daughter missed her school bus. Missed her stop on the way home.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
So obviously first day everyone's kinda looking out like where
of course.
Is phenomenal.
Yeah, for sure.
And no phenomenal, man. And
aww.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, that was a little bit annoying for us.
Okay, yeah,
is
for sure.
Because when the bus driver realized that a child had missed a stop, it would have been awesome to at least notify the school, the bus company, somebody.
Somebody, absolutely, yes.
Instead of having us calling the school, searching around frantic, the school doesn't know, they have no idea.
Oh, no.
And then she just shows up at home like, yeah, I missed a stop and the bus driver drove me home. It's like,
what
this
a
day
nightmare.
Age,
oh, my like, goodness.
Anyways,
okay.
Not cool at all, but, it is what it is. I'm on the fence when it comes to this whole school thing.
Okay.
I'm going to say that I've been telling parents, I've been reaching out. right now, guys, we need to take the more offensive approach. Mm-hmm. If they don't want our kids in taking part in activities,
yes.
Extracurricular activities.
Yes.
Yo, first of all, the vaccinated allies and the unvaccinated should be pulling their children out of all programs. Just in solidarity for each other. So basically, if you're going to do this, let everybody suffer. Because it's like, really,
yeah.
I don't think it's fair what they're doing to the children.
I find
it's really sinister, the fact that they make it where children, like as young as 12 years old now, could make a decision for themselves to be vaccinated, and then they have them in the school systems and making them feel a way about not being able to take part
in
activities.
It's really
with their
terrible.
Friends.
Huh?
It's a real messed up thing.
Very messed up.
Very sick society and system that we're living in. So
for sure,
I've been basically just I've warned my children. They already know. I said anything seems sketchy, you just give a call to your mom or your dad. We'll be there for you in a sec.
Yep.
And we're not forcing them to take part in that madness. It's like,
I don't blame you, brother.
I just find it sad, and it's real disappointing and disgusting what the system is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was big. Like, I have way more, but you already know.
Okay, and just for the sake of, how's your well-being?
Shoot. Great question.
You know what? You got to ask that question to the people you care for. So how's your well-being?
That is love. Thanks for asking. And my well-being is fantastic.
That's good.
And
okay.
I don't want to be more excited than I should be. But we're in a really awesome time because the planet is purging itself. It's purging itself of all negative energy, purging itself of all negative beings.
Right.
It's helping us to get rid of negative people from our circles. So I'm super, super grateful for the time that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing things crumbling, and as things crumble, it's time to rebuild.
It
so
sure
I'm definitely
is.
Big time in a rebuilding stage.
That's
I'm having
cool.
a ball.
That's cool. All right. That's good. So it's only me. So we're waiting for Queen Kaya to bless us with her presence. So my week has been cool. I hosted a wedding reception on Tuesday night.
Ooh.
And I'm surprised my voice is back because of the way that, I was a certified hype man. Like,
okay.
You're going to have to hire me now.
Got
like, you know
okay,
what I'm saying? I'm going to have to add that to my resume.
It's
not my first time hosting a wedding. I've done this several times before. But this one was exceptional. And I think I did it extra because we knew the restaurant was doing its foolishness the next day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I hosted a wedding. That was good. Shout outs to Energy Squad. They were there.
Awesome.
They were the DJs for the night. Very good guys. Awesome, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to say congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Funny enough, that is their names.
I was going
to
say, for real.
Like the movie, you know, that is their names. So what else? But you know what, Pete? I got to start using my calendar because this week was so busy, I forgot to do a lot of things. I'm not going to lie to you. I forgot to do so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on my task list, and on my mental task list, but not my physical task list.
Yes.
So I definitely need to start using my calendar. Do you use your calendars?
Religiously, I was going to say. And even now when people book me for meetings, I confirm before we wrap up, do I send you the Google Calendar invite or you're going to send it to me? Because just so basically, because that's it. Once it's there, you accept it, you lock it in, it's in your calendar. It makes the world so much easier.
It does. It really does. So yeah, I forgot to use my calendar this week. My bad for everybody that I forgot about. I still love you. I'll be back. And what else? So, and also too, over the weekend, I had my what we call the Last Supper, which is a lot of people were labeling it that. The Last Supper before.
Wow. I was like, what?
I know.
Jesus came? I missed it.
You know what? So I've many been... people were like, yo, Last Supper. Like, there was actually people in the restaurant. I won't shout out the restaurant because they're not paying me to do so.
Yeah.
But anyways, the restaurant, we were like, yeah. They're like, oh, how are you guys tonight? We're like, well, it's our Last Supper. They took it like you, and they thought that, you know, something was critically wrong with one of us. And we were like, no, you know, September 1st is coming. And they're like, oh,
right.
So yeah. But then when I was scrolling through Instagram and everything like that, a lot of people labeled their dinner on Saturday at restaurants the Last Supper.
We need to stop this. Look.
It's a play on words.
Look, I know, but no, okay? It's because if you ask me, you're in a submissive position.
Right.
If you're,
I hear you.
You're telling yourself Last Supper, you're like, even what they did now, guys, This is like, they wanted to see, once we do it the first, are people going to tear shit down? No, they're not. Okay,
no,
cool.
No, no, no.
Now we can really do it for real on the 13th or 14th or whenever we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So I just find it's like, we're playing the game really too docile, but hey, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? My dad was telling me yesterday, too, that he went to the gym. Like, not, he didn't go, but he passed by the gym, and he said it was so empty up in there.
Yeah, it's
super empty up in the gyms and stuff like that. And it's just like, damn, like people are going to start to lose more money than they did last year.
I'm just saying, if what we want is change, we need to, I almost want to say demand it.
Yeah.
We can't accept what's happening if we're not happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have spoken about it last week. I don't even know. I've lost track of time. Did we talk about segregation? Oh, no. Maybe I spoke
about
it online.
We talk about it on every show, to be honest.
Yes.
No, like, not in a bad way, but we actually do talk about that segregation stuff just every week.
It wouldn't hurt us. Like, because when you think about what, like, back in the day when we were segregated and we had to keep to ourselves.
Yes.
We thrived. We built all kind of things.
Yes.
Like, we were a society of, like, yo, anyways, we had buses, we had leagues, we had air, planes, come on, guys.
Right.
Like, we had everything. And then we decided we want to integrate, get in with everybody, kumbaya, kumbaya, we lose everything, and now we're in this state. So now that we're back full circle, OFC, no pun intended, but maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
We have the opportunity to do what we wanted to do then. So
right.
It's like, and what I love about this time, believe it or not, is that it's not a racial divide.
It's a different kind of divide now.
So now, basically, blacks, whites, yellows, as long as you are pro-choice and you want to come together, yo, let's build together. Let's walk away from this crazy plantation.
Trust me.
And start to build for ourselves.
That's it. Anyway,
I'm a digress.
You're going to digress, and we're going to dive in to this week's headlines. So, gosh, we got a lot going on.
Yo, we got Big Will in the house.
Big Will's in the house. Hold on, Big Will. Hold on.
Hello, hi.
Din-din-din-y.
I don't have that, but I have Rick. It's funny, Rick Ross is playing as soon as Big Will comes
sure.
in.
That's what
okay.
Oh, I knew what I was doing.
Actually, you do, because I'm not sure if I'm supposed to release that yet, but yesterday I was actually talking to one of the Bel Air reps.
Okay.
Which is Rick Ross's brand, and we're working into something.
Yo.
That's what's up.
Big Will be just coming with the juice.
Right.
The sauce. I love it.
Right.
So before we jump into headlines, do we let Will talk about his week, or just dive in?
You know what, Will? Let's talk about your week, and then after we're going to go into the headlines. Yeah, since you're here, you might as well.
Actually, so far, it's been blessed. The kids are back to school. I mean, for people to know, I don't have kids yet, but I'm actually still a parent. I'm a very active uncle, and they're back into school and whatnot. So just vibing out, doing the family thing and whatnot. So
yeah.
And then we had football over the weekend and all that. We took a beating, but still.
Yeah. Oh, still. Had the league started? The league's like, okay.
Yeah, man. Everything is in.
Let me ask you, sorry to cut you. So in the private leagues now, because we're getting parents who are messaging us because they need support, trying to figure out how to navigate the leagues who are saying, well, their child has to be double vaxxed to play. What are your thoughts on it? What have you seen?
Right now, it is very, very, very tough. Mm. And the kids are being vaccinated.
Wow. Just to play, eh?
Just to play.
Wow. Sorry.
Do not start, Pharaoh, Will.
No.
Come on, Naman.
No, because what I said, why didn't the parents who weren't down, right? Because I'm sure not 100, like, all the parents weren't down. So you have a handful of non-vaccinated parents, and then you might have a handful of vaccinated parents who feel it's not fair what's happening. All you guys take your children off the team and say, F it, we're not going to play if you're going to do this to the rest of the kids. Why not do that?
I can't answer for
it. Okay.
Majority of people. Oh, is that me?
No, it's one of our cords.
Yeah,
it's just the one. There you go.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect, sorry.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I can't answer for all the parents.
Mm.
I know some were super vexed.
Mm.
But at the end of the day is let the kids play. You know, it's that mentality. Like, are you really going to shut it down? For instance, I have my nephew who's actually at McGill.
Right.
And I'm not trying to bash McGill or whatever it is. He didn't want the vaccine, but to play, he took it.
Wow.
So,
I totally hear you. Yeah. And the thing is, one of the things I'm happy about is that this past weekend we did start working with some naturopaths and herbalists, and they have presented me with one of the mixtures that they put together that helps to detox people who were forced to take their vaccine. So we're gonna have remedies for people. But I gotta tell you, Will, that hurts me to the core, just because, like, that's like watching a bully beat up a child, you know? No, and you're just like
put it that way. You and I, we used to play football for
the
leagues and everything. Yeah. So what would have happened back then? Would I have played? I love the game so much that I think I would have taken it myself.
See, like that, and that's the thing.
Which is wrong. It's completely wrong.
It's wrong. And the thing is, honestly, where I'm just disappointed, and it's sad just because, and it's, again, not just specifically with these parents, but I'm speaking to too many parents that are, like, not willing to take that stand. Yes, I understand, let the children play, but like I just told you, how hard would it have been to say, okay, you know what, us 10, 15 parents who aren't down, we're going to stand together and just pull all and say, fine, our kids are not going to come, aren't going to play. That's it. Like, we're going to take all of them out. Because if a majority of, like, enough of the parents pull their children out, nobody could play. So then they have to make a decision, right? But what they did is they all folded. So because you fold, then that's it. Like, so then what example are you setting? You know what I mean? So, like, because that's it. Like, I you know, I don't want to knock them, but it's like I'm having too many conversations with people who are making me create a fourth category of people. Where before I had three, where I had the non-vaccinated, then I had the vaccinated allies who are being vaccinated because they kind of have to be. Then you have the radicals who are just like, I'm vaccinated and everybody else is crazy. But now you have like this fourth dimension, this fourth group of people who are just like complacent, waiting for it to happen to them. Like where they're not fighting, they're not pushing against, they're not, you know, they're not against it, but they're not doing anything. So they're like, you know, it's like lukewarm. You're basically just waiting for your time to get vaccinated. So you're not really, you're like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. we can't build on you. We can't rely on you. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's just.
We hear you, Brother Pete. I, listen, one day we're going to do a show about how you feel about all this. Now, it may be probably 4 hours, and that's fine. We have time. We can split time. It up in two parts, but today's not today. Okay, love you. So, I really don't want to start this first story, but I'm going to have to.
Wait, so no musical break? We're just going to dive right in?
Let's dive in, B. We're already here.
I don't like to give you a musical break.
You know what? Just because you ran for 90 minutes and you want to stop talking, I'm not going to put it on a musical break. Fine. Love you, but no.
All right.
So I don't want to talk about this, but I am going to talk about this. P, please. We only have 2 hours today. So COVID-19 vaccine passports officially in effect in Quebec. Quebecers will now have to show proof of vaccination against COVID-19 in order to gain access to certain non-essential services, including bars, restaurants, and some sports. So Christian Dubé is saying, we'll watch how it goes and we will adjust as we go. And then further details will be revealed later on in the week. We just talked about this, so...
Oh, I have stuff to say.
Oh, please. Oh, you know what? It's not one of those moments, please.
We talked about it? Okay, no,
please,
go ahead. No, let Will go ahead. No,
Will, okay, keep it cute and mute because we only have 2 hours for the show. Will, you first. Oh, you're purple mic now? All right.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, let's ask me the question properly. Like, what's the question exactly?
I mean, how do you feel about the whole... Listen, all I want to know is how you feel about the vaccine passport, because this is the part of the show where I read the headlines and you give your opinion, and that's how it is. And it's only about 15 minutes, so please.
No, I think the vaccine passport is... There's a lot of echo. I don't know if you can think. I think the vaccine passport is... It's horrible because it's being forced. I think that's what it is. Like, if you want to be vaccinated, go for it. If you don't want to be vaccinated, that's cool too. Mm-hmm. I understand that, like, yes, we're trying to not have another lockdown. And that's the reasoning behind the so-called vaccine passport.
Mm-hmm.
I completely understand that. But the rules are so... They're not clear. They're like really blurred lines. So what are we fixing? So now if you're vaccinated and you're okay, what does it change if I'm not vaccinated?
I hear you.
You understand? So that's basically how I see it. Because right now, even like, for instance, my Tuesday comedy shows, now the rule has changed.
It has, eh? I was going to ask you about that. But I was going to only ask you in the business zone section of it, but it's okay. But if you want to hit on it now, you totally can. Go ahead.
Yeah, for the Tuesday comedy shows, like I said, Tuesday, not my birthday, for the Tuesday comedy shows, you have to be vaccinated because it's actually, it's a restaurant.
It's crazy, right?
We have to follow the rules. Like, that's one thing. I'm not here to break the law, but I'm here to heal my community.
I'm here to break it and encourage other people to break it too.
Okay.
Oh boy. Okay.
Not to be crazy, but the only reason I'm saying this is because, again, like, listen to what Will is saying. Is like, it basically, we're trying to make sense out of nonsense.
Yep. We're trying to pick sense like, out of nonsense.
We're trying to, where it's like, this doesn't make any sense, but let's try to see how, okay, so you're vaccinated. All right, so you're protected, quote unquote. I'm choosing not to be. I'm the problem because you're protected and I'm not. So now I should have all my rights removed. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. So my, like, again, using the same scenario. So my son could sit in class all day with your son. Yep. But now when it's time for him to play sports, it's not safe. And we're gonna let this happen because we think that that's justified. That's BS. All right?
It's our live show, you know, yeah, the reason why you can't cut. Thank you very much, because my niece is in the building. Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, that is not right, because as a people, we should not stand and let them discriminate on our children. Like, that's literally, we're sitting back and saying, we know that it's not for safety. It's because we want to bully you, and we're letting them do it. Like,
my next thing also.
Come up closer, Will. Okay.
My next thing also, so right now, it's the vaccine, the passport. Once we agree to the passport, what's next?
Oh, I can tell you guys.
We only got 2 hours.
No, because the long term is to, basically, we already know the objective is for us to own nothing and be happy, right? Well, subject to the system. But basically, what they're also going to help us out with later, they're going to help us. Because we won't even need these houses, right? Why do we even need a house? So we've accommodated these prison cells and made them nice, opened up the windows a little bit more, but you could actually just live in these cells with your families. It will accommodate them depending on how big you are. You could live in this cell, and you know what? We've created factories in the basement. You could actually live in this cell and work inside. You don't even need to go outside. What? Who needs outside?
Who needs outside anyway? Is that what you're trying to say?
Run outside.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to say, okay, but why do we need this? For safety. We need this for safety reasons. No. That's why we need it. Sorry.
No, because to me, what I'm thinking, like I said, that's just me thinking. Mm-hmm. Had we rebelled against the lockdown, would they have brought up the vaccine? So now, okay, well, you know, they accepted the lockdown without questioning it. Now let's throw the vaccine and see how they feel about it.
Correct.
Okay,
so now they accept the vaccine without technically challenging it. Mm-hmm. Now, what can we throw again this way?
Yeah,
it's like the same way, like, you know, when two people are getting to know each other. Let's say we start, I guess, dating or whatever, talking. So, as a man, I tell myself, okay, well, Shorty's letting me get away with this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So now let me see what she's getting me. She's allowing me to get away with it again.
Exactly.
All right, let me see. Okay, so now she's accepting that.
Yeah,
that's how it's going to be for the rest of our relationship.
Thank you.
It's two Virgos and one Pisces today. Can we please move on to the next one, please? And thanks. Can we move on to the next one, please? Oh, geez, you guys, Pharaoh, honestly, later on in the year in life, we'll do a 4-hour special with you just talking, and I'll just be here and be like,
you talking.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not just talking for the sake of talking. It's like,
I know, I'm just saying, because you have some very valid, you have some loaded opinions, I find, and some loaded information. But I do think you
should
do.
I'm trying to not be disrespectful to people.
But that's what I'm saying.
I want to be disrespectful.
Can I finish?
I want to disrespect people, but I'm going to not do it.
Can you not do that?
I feel we need to be disrespectful a little bit during the summertime it is, but okay, sorry, go ahead.
Are we done? Do you digress yet?
I digress.
All right. Because we want to go on to positive news, is that we want to talk about our show, right? All right, so that happened, but we also want to switch it a bit. But then after, it's kind of like a bittersweet thing. So we want to send love out to and positive vibes to Unity Cuts in LaSalle. So they gave out free haircuts over the weekend to children for back to school. But unfortunately, later on, their shop got vandalized.
Now
he says he's going to bounce back and he's not going to let it stop him. And I actually want to have those guys on the show to talk about exactly what happened, how that went down, or whatever the case may be. Unfortunately, now it's all boarded up and stuff like that. If you go there, you'll actually see that it's boarded up. But they really destroyed this person's place. Like, the windows are broken and shattered. And, you know, it's a black-owned business. They gave out 60 free haircuts. And a few hours later, after getting home, the owner, whose name is Alex Campbell, he gets a call from the shop and he says, you know what? The shop has been broken into. He says the damage, what they did, they really went hard. They went in and hard and smashed up all the glass, not even one. They did the top and the bottom. So I'm not sure if you know exactly where this is, if you're familiar with Newman Boulevard. So it's on Newman Boulevard. It's, you know where Princessa is?
Yes.
It's right next to there.
Okay.
So you know the windows are big. So they went in with bricks, like big pieces of bricks, and threw it in that window. It just looks so sad. You know what I'm saying? It's very, very sad. But again, you know, he spinned it and he said, you know, I see a lot of single moms and he hears their pain, and this is why he did the haircut thing. And he says, it's not gonna break me, but it does suck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he's very nice for the media, but I know how he's feeling. He feels like, yo, I just did this. Like, WTF? Yeah. What's going on? So,
and right now, obviously, because we don't know, inside of us, we feel there's some black people that did it to him. We don't know.
Yeah,
but it's just because, obviously, the demographic in LaSalle, you know, it is. There's a lot of black people out there.
There are.
We don't know if the person is white or black. We don't know what caused this.
Yep.
We do hope that there's justice.
Yes.
And I pray that if it is somebody melanated within the community, I pray that it comes out in conversation. Somebody says something and we find out who this was.
I hope so too.
I'm all for community justice. Sorry, I'm gonna say it. Will, sorry, you know how I get down. Will, you know where I'm from. Will,
I'm a good guy. This show is labeled too for those
I'm a good guy.
Potential.
But I'm no longer that person. Yeah, just put it down.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
But that's what our problem is right now. We're not supposed to be, and that's what our problem is right now. Is we need a balance right now. We went from being complete extreme, because, you know, we come from an extreme background, right?
I know.
That was my boy from way back.
I know.
And then we're like, you know what? We're going to be more mature and more docile. Now what's happening
is... Big words.
Thank you. No, I've been reading. I'm trying a new thing. But anyway. Look, So we go completely docile, and look what's happening. We have vaccines being pushed up our backsides.
See, our children are being disrespected. I want you not to mention it for the rest of the show.
And now we have people just disrespecting people's locations with no sense. They feel like there's no consequences to action.
My heart broke for him.
There was consequences to actions.
Of course, but
it didn't even have to be the police. Mans are showing up.
I know, but listen, they don't even know who did it. How is their consequence?
Somebody
knows who did it. I'm not saying somebody doesn't know who did it. But in this case, they don't know who did it. I'm putting my hands in quotation marks.
I wish
it absolutely sucks, honestly.
I think at this point, the only thing that we can do is actually start rallying and actually getting our haircuts done.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that we could do is actually bring
that's
in
our
more
way of fighting back. I agree with you.
Actually, if Alex Campbell, right? So
Alex Campbell. Okay, so come on to Empower Hours, sir.
Alex, if you're listening, I'm gonna hit you up. I would like to get my beard lined up, and I'm gonna come up to you and make sure the whole team comes out there and come and support. I think that's the only way to do it. Like,
definitely.
Like the same way I've been saying, to us, our motto is, I know Pharaoh's ready to basically.
He's healing the world one laugh at a time.
I'm healing my community one joke at a time.
I know you are.
I might have a different approach.
You always have a different approach.
But everyone's going to be healed by the time I'm finished, too. You know, everyone's going to be healed.
All right.
Everyone's going to be healed.
And on that note.
Amen.
P, I'm going to challenge you not to mention anything about the vaccine, which you told me not to do last week.
Yes.
So I'm not doing it. I'm going to challenge you for the rest of the show to not mention anything about it.
As long as you don't trigger me.
You know what? I want you to try to control your triggers, because you know what? You can.
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
I believe in you.
Fine. For both of us.
I'm going to try. I'm going to ask you to try. Give it a go, okay?
You don't trigger me, I won't get upset.
Oh, here we go.
What? I feel like that is a simple agreement. You don't.
Can we please move to the next
great.
Time?
Yeah, good.
All right, thank you.
Let's do it.
Oh, God. So, It's election season, and according to the community contact, Greg Fergus, he's the chair of the Black Caucus, he calls for more blacks, more melanated people in politics. I mean, we got Balarama, we have a few people in the city, the region of LaSalle, they're more of Haitian in a descent, but I mean, there's still us.
Yeah.
I'm seeing more, but I'm just wondering if he kind of wants, like, how much more does he want? You know what I'm saying? And I think, but I think it's a great thing. I'm not saying that, you know, what we have is bad, because I am seeing a lot more, and I'm like, oh, everywhere I turn, you know what I'm saying? And it's amazing. Yep. He says, if there's more, with one more motivating factor for young Black Canadians to get involved in politics, it's the fact that Canada today is well positioned to act and to deliver on issues that are crucial to the development of Blacks across the country. As evidence, Fergus, the Liberal MP for Hull, I don't know the name, Aylmer, is that right? Am I saying that right?
Okay. Aylmer, yes.
Aylmer, thank you. Pointed to his government's commitment to Blacks in the last three budgets. The first budget in Canadian history that we'd have had resources directed to Canada's Black community was in the 2018 budget, about $40 million or so. We saw an increase in that in 2019. What did we see in 2021? $100 million. That's it. So he said, not only did we have hundreds of millions directed to the Blacks, but we also had in the 2021 budget the words Black Canadians mentioned over 100 times, as well as a commitment by this government towards inclusive growth.
Wow.
Hmm.
I'm happy to hear all of that.
Are you, P? Did I trigger you?
Well, just up, I...
like one thing that we've always said is, you want to talk about it, go ahead and talk about it. When you're willing to do something about it,
you got to do something about it. That's the thing that I realized too. People are like, yeah, you can talk as much as you want, you know what I'm saying? But people want to see results. We can say so many things, but people want to see results. So I don't know about this one, but P, in a brief 3-second poem, you know what I mean? What they like to call a haiku. Can you please talk to me? How you feel about it? Haiku, please.
I'm happy that we're involved in politics as a community.
Right.
I do agree that there has been contributions made. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could get Greg Fergus on air with us.
Yeah.
And next week, if we're lucky, we'll have Will Prosper on with us too.
Oh, that'd be cool.
He was supposed to join us this week, but something came up. He wasn't able to join. And just to talk about what his experience has been like. For me... I'll wait for that to stop.
It's so annoying.
Oh yeah, no. See, I'll just wait for it to stop a little bit.
It's annoying.
No, yeah. So basically,
that's so weird.
My only thing I would tell people is not to vote for anybody. I would tell people go to the polls and vote to abstain. Vote for nobody because nobody's looking out for you, especially if you're not vaccinated. So just to prove a point, I would tell everybody to go to the polls and say, all these politicians seem to not be representing me, and I am choosing to abstain. You want to prove a point? I think that would be a proven point. That, to me, seems like an action step. But...
And on to our next story. I asked him for one thing. You had one job and you still did it.
I was positive.
He answered.
I did. And I felt like I answered in a positive
this
manner.
This show is called Two Virgos and One Pisces.
I thought today, I answered boy, in a positive
anyway.
Manner. I just said, don't vote for anybody.
All right. So Montreal delivers to Haiti. So after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake devastated Haiti on August 14th, Montreal's Sven Stelemach, who is an outreach director at the Union United Church, connected with a few organizations to collect supplies to assist in the massive relief effort for Haiti. They were able to fill over 80 barrels with medical supplies and more essential products. Isn't that cool? So we know it's not going to where it's not supposed to go, which is all those other organizations who don't give Haiti their money, but we know it's going directly to them. So shout out to that brother for doing that.
I love that. Again, reiterate. Go ahead.
And now I have a question. Who's clearing those barrels in Haiti?
See, the article didn't say that much. Well, I don't know who's going to be clearing it, but I'll definitely follow up if you want to know. I can't do that.
No, that is important because that was one of the things when we had.
I think so too. Yeah, it's very, very important.
It's, when it gets out there, nothing sadder than hearing that the materials reached out there.
But it
there.
Didn't go anywhere.
No, no, not just that. People are trying to sell it. So you have to. You know, you're supposed to be mindful of that. But hey, I'm really happy to hear that they. Yeah,
at least it's the first step.
No, I salute it. I salute it 100%. And the reason I'm asking that question, I mean, like most of. Both of you know that my brother's a pastor, right? One of my brothers is a pastor, and we actually have an orphanage in Haiti. Mm. And helping over there, it is very tough.
Yeah.
So now imagine now with another, like, crazy situation that's taking place, it makes it tough. So now it's like really... what's going on with like custom clearance, what's going on with all bunch of things. So that's basically why I was asking the questions.
It's a great question, honestly.
But you could just be reassured, definitely the UN and Red Cross are stealing as much as they can. You could just be assured, definitely, for sure, both of those organizations are stealing as much as they can.
Okay.
And when they're not stealing, the Clinton family and the Bush family are also pummeling and stealing from the people in Haiti.
It was definitely a positive. Honestly, I tried to keep it positive.
I'm here to keep balance on the show. I think we're having a great show. We keep going.
We are totally having a great show.
This is good.
So we're going to keep it on positive black news because that's what I was instructed to do.
Thank you.
And I followed instructions. So anyways, we're back to Shinsia. So basically, after 114 years, Buffalo soldiers honored with statue at U.S. Military Academy, nice. West Point. Yesterday, 114 years after coming to the then-segregated West Point to teach horsemanship to white cadets, the U.S. Military Academy honored